Perhaps one of the best things about iOS 16 is the change to iMessage that actually makes it easier to send audio messages. Now, instead of tapping and holding a button where the send button is, you actually tap on one of those little app icons above your keyboard, hit the audio message record button. It's a large button, you can't miss it. And it just makes the whole process easier. I love it. I think it's a new and much easier way to do things. And also, something that I feel like has been very much not talked about quite enough is the changes to dictation. It seems faster for me, but also you can type and then start talking. So the button for dictation doesn't take away the keyboard. Hey guys, it's Steven. Welcome back to All Things Apple. Today, we're going to be talking about WWDC 2022 and what happened at the event because I absolutely loved this event and I really want to share just a quick overview of what happened since it was really jam-packed. And then a few days from now, I'm going to be making an episode with one of my friends where we get to talk a little more in depth about what happened and our opinions. First, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bella Rose. Bella Rose is a small business that has an online store where they sell skincare products, and I love their skincare. Literally, if you have not tried it, please check it out. There's going to be a link in these show notes. They make great skincare products that are healthy for your skin, and they actually work. They have facial serums, body serums, soaps. They have even a rose petal bath bomb, which I absolutely love. And honestly, I really hope you guys enjoy this. If you use the link, you'll get 15% off your first order. Actually, wait. Nope, never mind. I take that back. It's 10%, but whatever. You'll get 10% off your first order. And honestly, try it, please. It is the best. You will love it. Okay, so the first notable thing about the Apple event that I would like to talk about is the freaking quality. The quality was amazing, as always, but I was surprised because it was supposed to be Apple's first chance at, like, doing an in-person style event. They had people at Apple Park, but I think that was just to watch the recorded event. It was pre-recorded. We were watching from home, and it was so nice. So I'm really glad that they didn't do an in-person event that's like the old ones where they walk on stage and just talk, because these are honestly way more entertaining. So yeah, that was the first thing that I'd like to talk about, but yeah, beautiful, beautiful quality. Also, during today's event, I was really impressed just by all of the operating systems. I feel like they all got a good boost, even if iPadOS still kind of struggles. It still isn't what I think a lot of us want it to be. I really appreciate that iPadOS got some good updates, and honestly, most of what iPadOS and WatchOS got were just carried over from iOS and macOS. But what blew my mind the most out of today's event was the feature on Mac that now allows you to use your iPhone as a webcam. So many people have done this during the pandemic, but now there's a feature to do it natively so you don't have to download any other apps. This is amazing. So yeah, I'm sure everybody's gonna love this. I'm excited to use it. That was honestly the biggest thing from macOS. But they also introduced a feature that makes the windows look a lot more like the multiple windows on an iPad. And I think that'll help with organization. Other than that, macOS was not super feature-packed, but I'm sure I'm missing some features. Like I said, this is a very general overview. Those are probably the most notable things from macOS. Now, let's talk about iOS 16, because that is where everything is changing. And by everything, I mostly mean the lock screen. A lot of iOS 16 has to do with the lock screen and then some minor refinements across the OS. I'm running the beta version of iOS 16 right now, and it is beautiful. I will say, I love the changes that they've made. Across the board, there's a lot of simplifications and also added detail where there wasn't before, but mainly the biggest change is the lock screen. They brought the music player down, so it's at the bottom of the screen now and it's much more compact, so if you're listening to something, it's easier to reach with one hand, and they made the time and date bigger and more bold, which I think makes sense because that really is like the centerpiece of the lock screen. Now, the next part of the lock screen upgrade that I think is amazing is the new themes that they have. Now, I don't think they actually called them themes, but I look at them as themes because they have this whole section of wallpapers that did not exist before, and they come with different font options, and you can customize them yourself. So I can choose the Pride wallpaper and then change the font to be whatever color or size I want, and you can put different complications. I think they called them widgets, but I call them complications because I have an Apple Watch, and they literally look like larger iPhone-esque complications from the watch. So I really, really like this. I didn't think I needed it, and now that it's here, I don't know how I lived without it before. I've only had the beta since Monday when the event happened. I have the first dev beta, and I love it so much. I think you guys are going to enjoy this too because it gives you just a little more information on your lock screen, and I feel like it was definitely lacking before. All we got were notifications. And now that you can see more than a notification, I think that's really opening the door for other apps too. Because right now it's only Apple-designed apps that have these complications. I'm really excited to see how third parties use them. Right now I have a complication that shows my AirPods battery percentage and one that shows my activity rings along with a weather conditions one, which are basically the ones I have on my watch. But the nice thing about this is I don't always have to have my watch on me if I want those complications at a glance, like in an easy way where I can just look at my screen. Instead of just raising my wrist, now I can just pick up my phone and it's right there. And yeah, I absolutely love it. Again, I told you guys this wouldn't be an opinionated episode, but here I am sharing my opinions. Whoops. Now, in the watchOS department, they are really just adding more details to how you track workouts. They were talking about new metrics with running. I don't really care as much about those. I always appreciated the simplicity of Apple Watch, being able to track a workout by just tapping a button and running. I always thought that was nice and simple and easy, and that's what made it unique. Now they're adding a lot more complications to the metrics that it'll actually measure while you are running, and it gives you more data, which I'm sure someone enjoys. I just feel like it's a lot of unnecessary data that I'm not going to care about because it looks way too complicated for somebody like me who barely goes on a run. WatchOS is getting a lot of the design improvements from iOS 16. They're sort of being ported over. And a lot of times that's what we see with the watch, right? There isn't much you can really change with the design. I would like to see a new home screen soon. I don't know how they could redo it, but the one that we have right now that is default is really annoying. And then I also don't appreciate the list view just because I feel like I'm endlessly scrolling. So I really hope to see a new home screen, but they are adding some new refinements to the design that make it seem more like it goes with iOS 16, since iOS 15 is a little bit more old-fashioned. It's what we're used to. And then 16 has a lot more simplicity and life to it. I really do appreciate the personalization. I hope they can bring that over to the watch, but right now it does not seem like they're doing much of that. Now, I'm not sure if they didn't talk about tvOS last year, but they did not even give it stage time. I remember them mentioning like one thing, sort of referring to the TV, but that was it. They didn't actually show it, which makes me think this is probably the most minor upgrade. Like last year, I can see them adding design refinements, and that's about it.